What happened was, the way the Ron explains it, Reuven had to skip town with his wife. It was because he was in trouble. He didn't pay his taxes, or he did something and they were looking for him. So he skipped town and he went to a different place and changed his name. So now in the second place, he's known as a different name than he ever had. In his old city, he was called, let's say we have the neutral names, Avram. And in the new city, he's called Yitzchak. Same person. His wife, this is the way Duran explains it, his wife went back home. This is the case. You can make other cases. His wife went back to the first city. They obviously had a major hassle fight. So his wife went back to the first city and adopted her original name because she also changed her name so people shouldn't be able to track him down. Now she moved back to the old city because she's not in danger, and she changed her name back to the first name. Now he's writing to get in the second city. He's Yitzchak. And his wife, who used to be Sarah, was now Rivka in the new city. Now she reverted back to Sarah. So in the beginning, he wrote the name of where he was in his new city. Yitzchak was being Megairish Rivka. He was sending it to a place where he's Avram and she's Sarah. So at the beginning, that was a good get. It was written in the place where he is Yitzchak and people call her Rivka. They don't know her as Sarah. They know her as Rivka. She moved back to the old city, so now she's receiving the get in the old city where there is no Rivka to be found. It's Sarah. And it's not Yitzchak, it's Avram. So here he's sending a get written in this new city where he escaped to. This is the way the Ron explains the case. Had a change of name because he wants to avoid trouble. So he's Yitzchak and she's Rivka. But then she moved back to the old city, so now she's Sarah, and he's Avram in the old city. Sarah never had a husband, Yitzchak, in the old city. She had a husband, Avram. So, same thing can happen in different cities. So, Rav Gamliel HaZaken said this is a problem. Because people are going to say, she never got divorced. Yitzchak divorced Rivka. How's this woman named Sarah divorced? She's going to get married with a legitimate get. And she's going to have kids, and people are going to say, they're mamzerim. You have a get that says Rivka's divorced from Yitzchak. Your husband was Avram, and your name is Sarah. So Rav Gamliel said, you have to write, Machloikas Rishayim. Some Rishayim write, you write the name and all other names that the person has. That's the Lashon you write. Yitzchak, the Chol Shum Sheyeshlai, is being Megairish Rivka, the Chol Shum Sheyeshla, without mentioning any other direct name. That's the Shita of the Bahag. I think you believe it's the Bahag. Yeah.
A blanket.
Blanket statement. Right. In fact, the Bahag said to write it every time, even if you don't know he has a different name. Just write it in case he has a different name.
And use the second name, or just...
Use the name of Shas Ksiva. That's where he's writing to get.
That doesn't identify.
How about her? Where is she?
She's in a different city, but this is where he's writing to get. People know he has a wife named Rivka.
Then anybody could go use
again,
they
use his name where he's writing to get, and then, but her name where she is or she was, where she was?
Well, they were writing to get. This is the way they knew his wife.
Well, his wife's in a different city.
Again, the get is a kosher get in this city, right?
In the new city?
In the old, wherever they moved. The get's being written in a place where people...
City.
The get is being written in a place where she's called Rivka. If she would come visit here, it would be Miss Rivka.
Right.
So that's why the get's written to Rivka.
How precise in the city
today? Again, I don't know. We are pretty precise. We write near Nor. We have all kinds of things.
Right, Heights, not the...
It's a big Shiloh. So my groomer didn't write Gittin in Cleveland Heights. Because there's no river near Cleveland Heights. The Cuyahoga River is near Cleveland. Now, Rabbi Blum's father, Paskin, that Cleveland Heights is like Cleveland. And that's where he wrote Gittin in Cleveland Heights, and he wrote that's near the Cuyahoga River. And so does Rabbi Bernstein, the Bar Chaim Toivim, And I think Rabbi Hirschfeld, when he did Gittin, he doesn't do them really. Also, but Rabbi Gruma held that Cleveland Heights is not Cleveland, and he used to write to Gittin in Cleveland proper. Used to rent a hotel room or go down to the hill or go down somewhere in Cleveland City to be able to write that's near the Nahar Cuyahoga.
So the address is not necessary then?
No, you don't need an address. You need a city.
Much better identifier,
so, yeah. And this is the way they write Gittin. I'm not changing.
So
we're not reinventing the wheel.
Why a person has a, is called by a nickname?
One second. I'm not finished yet. Came Rabbeinu Tam, and he argued on the halachas gedolos. On 2 points. He said, first of all, if you write the Choshum Sheshlo at every get, what if he doesn't have any other name? So people are going to say, this is not the man. It says he has other names. He doesn't have other names.
No one knows
that. Again. So therefore, it's going to create a problem. So the first thing Rabbeinu Tam said is, if we don't know any other name, don't write any other name. Then he said that the halacha doesn't mean you just write the Choshum Sheshlo. You write the very name that he has in a different place. So you write Yitzchak, the Miskri Avram. And Sarah, Rivka, the Miskri Sarah. Rabbeinu Tam wanted these specific names. Now there's a difference between the Miskri and HaMechuna. Mechuna is a nickname. Miskri is called by a different name. So that's why I said the Miskri Yitzchak. Yitzchak, the Miskri Avram. Now, if he was called Avi, it would say Yitzchak the Miskri Avram, the Hamachuna Avi, or Hamachuna Yitz.
How long does Chasuna take to read that?
It's not a Chasuna. They don't read it by the Chasuna. I'm sorry. They don't read the get by the Chasuna.
No, I'm saying if it's meant to be by Suba also probably.
No, like Suba only write one name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a monetary contract. We're not worried that anybody's going to be biting laws. What are they going to say? They're not married? So it has nothing to do with marriage. It's a monetary contract. By getting, we have to worry. People are going to spread rumors that kids are mamzerim. Again, it has no impact on the validity of the marriage. You can have a very valid marriage without a ksuba. Right, because with Rabbanah we insist that a woman have a ksuba. She's still married without the ksuba. We want another one because he's not allowed to live with her without a ksuba. It's a rabbinic halacha. Doesn't impede. It's not like she's not married now. She is married.
I mean, well, what would happen if, let's say, that the wife, I mean, I don't want to get to this, the wife calls him a certain name. You know what I mean?
I don't know if it's getting well enough. I just know that we write all kinds of nicknames.
I'm asking Rebbe, do we look at it all the name? They have, let's say, a special name. I don't want to say anything. And then, or Miser, let's say. And that's what the name is, of course. And then there's other name. How far do you go with this thing?
I know. You'll have to ask somebody who knows who is getting practically, which I don't, and they will tell you. The first get I ever attended, and that's the one that made a Reishim. Her name, I forgot what her Hebrew name was. Her English name was Dorothy. And she was called Dot.
What?
And it said her Hebrew name, the Miskri Dorothy, Hamachuna Dot. The reason I remember that is because there's a big shaila how to spell Dorothy. If you live in New York, it's Dorothy. And if you live in Cleveland, at least in Baltimore, it's Dorothy. So they came knocking on a few people from Baltimore, and they asked them, how do you say the name Dorothy? I said, Dorothy. They asked the rabbi, because it was Dorothy is spelled Dalet Vav Resh. Dorothy is Dalet Alef Resh. So the Masada Gittin went and asked, he was a New Yorker who lived in Baltimore, he went around asking Baltimoreans how they say the name Dorothy. I don't know about the word and said, I know I say Dorothy, not Dorothy.
What's your nickname, Dot?
Dot, yeah. That's what they called her, Dot. I still remember. I was 15 years old. I sat in on the get. I was on the bezin. I was 15. I was appointed to a bezin.
Did your beard turn white?
No, I didn't turn white. My bezin was, I watched him appoint the shliach. He said, before the nechtum in front of me. That was my first time. I was 15. You can write it in my zechreinus that at 15 I was on a bezin. as badly that any 13-year-old can be on. Anyway, the guy invited me to come. That was the first time I was at a get, and I still remember her name was Dot.
How's she doing?
Honestly, I never knew who she was. She didn't come to the get. She didn't come. He came. She was a shlichus.
Maybe they're
getting ready? I mean, if I didn't know Hilchot Gittin, I still don't know Hilchot Gittin. Rashi. Brishayinai mishana shemayim shemak. Shayli shnei shemis. Echad kav echad b'mdinis hayam. He had two names. One here and one in a faraway country. Again, the Ran learns, the Ran gives you a scenario. He had to change his name due to fear that he would be found and extradited. Hayim megarish b'shem hanayeg b'mokim. The Ran says it. I just spoke to the Ran. The Ran's trying to figure out why in the world does the guy have two names in different countries. Why in the world is he called Avraham in one city and Yitzchak in another city? So the Ran gave you a better scenario than a person that doesn't like his name. And he did not write both. It's a kosher get. The problem is that people aren't going to know that this husband divorced this wife, because in the city where she is, they don't know them by these names. In the old city, they're going to say, "Hey, lady, that's not your husband's name. You got to get from some stranger."
The lady has to get, she's not Malcolm of Kfiras again.
That's the case. She's not always that way.
No, but if that is the case, she's 10 cities away.
Right.
She has to show her get.
Mm-hmm.
And when she gets married, they're not going to know who she is. Or her ex-husband is, because he's using a different name.
That's the problem.
That's
why Reb Gamliel was Masakan. We'll learn like Rabbeinu Tam now. In Rashi, there's contradictory rayas that you write both names. Yitzchak, which is he's called, and that's his main name in the place where he's writing to get. The miscreant Avram, who's also called Avram. That way, when she produces the get, people will see it was an Avram that divorced her.
Today they write the get differently than what's suggested here by the Mishnah.
Well, yes, they write this. They put in all the names.
So if a person is, goes to a city where they don't have... He doesn't live in a place where this is based in. And he has to go to a foreign...
Goes to a city where there's a bed, yeah.
So he writes... The, they don't know...
Most people don't have different names in different cities. This is a very unusual case. You're Mike Freund in Cleveland, and you're Mike Freund in Lakewood, and in Baltimore.
No, he's been Moshe here.
I'm not going to get divorced either.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Most, this is not a usual case. Not like everybody comes to town has a different name than in this other city.
Well, it's not unusual because people have English names.
So again, so they have it in both places.
Okay.
Their English name is in the same. They don't have a different English name.
They put every name.
What?
But today they put many names.
They put all the names because of this takana. But it's not like very usual to have totally different names. Doesn't happen.
In other words, I'm trying to figure out why they put the takana on the city where it was written rather than...
Because that's where he is. That's where, that's where the get is becoming valid. That's where the Edom are signing that they heard him say it. They heard Yitzchak. They didn't hear Avram. They don't know Avram. They don't know him. He's Yitzchak.
So it's for the get, for the Edom to verify what's going on.
Well, that's what his names are there for. Don't think of my writer, Amar Yehuda Mishmo. Shochulei b'nei Medina Sayam l'Rav Gamliel. This is the background. The people from a faraway country sent Rav Gamliel. B'nei Adam Habam Misham Lekan. People that come from a different city to here. Shma Yosef. In his first city, his name was Yosef. V'karen lo Yechanan. But here, he's Yechanan. Or Yechanan v'karen lo Yosef. He picked two examples. Not that it has to be Yechanan and Yosef. Just two different names. Heich Megarshin is Shaseim. What should the get do? The place of writing? The place of giving? What do we do? Amad Ragamil Vahiskin. Shem Gamil went ahead and was Masakin. Ish Ploini Vachol Shum Shiashlai. Isha Plainis Vachosum Shiashla, Bipnei Tikkun Olam. He made this takana in order to prevent future problems. Because if it's going to be written in one of the two names, in one of the cities, this won't be recognized as a get. Amar Ravashi, Vahudis Chazik Betray Shmi. It's only a person who has two names. But a person who has one name, there's no reason to write anything else but the one name he has. Rashi. But if in the place of writing, no one is aware that he has a second name, you don't have to write B'choshum Sheeshlei. Some remember Dalek from this Rashi that he holds like the Bahag. You don't write the individual names, you write all names that he has. Right? Later on we find out that he has a different name. We wrote the get, we knew his name is Yitzchak. We had no idea that he was once in Avraham. We had no idea. He didn't tell us. If we knew that in a different city he has a different name, so then we write the Chol Shum Sheeshlei. But if we never knew about it, what are you supposed to do? Worry about everybody that they have a different name? Therefore, Havi Aget Kosher Shein Lono Lo Shem Shekar Hula Atzim B'Pnei Nevo Uchzik Boi. We go by the name that everybody knows him by. How are we supposed to know? How do I know that his name is Avraham Cohn? How do I know? Because he said, my name is Avraham Cohn. Avraham Feigl. How do I know? Because people call him that way. The only way you know names is because it's established. How are names established? By the way people refer to a guy. The way he's called to the Torah. The way he tells me his name is. That's how we know names. We don't have a computer. I mean, today you have computers, you can check everything. But once upon a time, how do I know what the guy's name is? The guy moves to town, he lives here for 2 years, he's called up to the Torah, yeah, I'm a Yitzchak. So, I'm supposed to accuse that he has a different name? How am I supposed to know? Can't know what you don't know.
Well, why didn't Rebbe say, Dayak and Rashi to the Baha'i? I myself would like to say, the Gemara said that you put that.
Well, the Rebbe Tam says, the Chosh Shesh, let me just spell out the names. That's how he learns.
Are last names used?
No.
Why not?
Because they're not names.
But that's how people are known.
They don't. I'm just telling you what happened. They're not.
I knew that, but I didn't know why.
I don't know why either. What?
Not called Yitzchak Ben Avraham, even though it's called by that. It's not called Yitzchak Ben Avraham when you're writing it.
You write his name, whatever his name is, but Ben his father's name. Yeah, you put his father's name in. No, but his last name, meaning it doesn't say Margaretten or Cohn or Schwartz or Harris. But he's asking is it would be a great way of identification. If there's so many people with the same name, a last name would be a... We don't write last names. Even in the Ksuba, we don't write last names.
I know, but the Ksuba is a monetary.
And I'm just saying, we don't write lists. I don't know why, but we don't write lists.
English names?
Yeah, the mystery, the mechuna, sure. Because we have to identify every name he's known by.
We're talking only by get right now.
What?
We're talking about get.
We're not talking about monetary contracts. There's no laws by monetary contracts. So, Amar Rabbi Gimel Behitzkin, Shiakaisven. Rabbari and Rabbi Lozer agree that it's only if we know of a second name. If what we don't know, we don't have to worry about. Tanya Kavasek Ravashi. Hayele Shtei Nashim. Achas Yehuda v'achas v'gol. Guy was married to two wives. One in Yehuda and one in Gol. V'loy Shei Shneimus. And he's known by two different names. Echad v'Yehuda v'achad v'gol. In Yehuda, he's Yosef. In Gaul, he's Yechonim. He has different names. He's known by two different names. And again, the Ran gives us the scenario. He's hiding. When he moved to a new country, he wanted to disguise who he is. One of the things you do is you change your name. But he had two wives. In one city, he's married to Sarah. In one city, he's married to Rivka. Right? The Gairish is Ishtai B'Yehuda, B'Shmaish B'Yehuda. He was divorced, his wife is in Yehuda, and he wrote his Yehuda name. that ishta begol b'shmaishi begol. Ein the megarashes rabbinically, achi yigarash as ishta shebiyuda b'shmaishi b'yuda b'shem degol imai. That ishta shebegol b'shmaishi begol b'shem yehuda imai. Since he has two no names, he's got to put both in. Now this is the Raya Tarbeinu Tam. It says v'shem degol imai. Doesn't say he has to write Shema Yehuda v'chol Shem Sheshlai. Says he writes Shem Yehuda and his name in Gaul. And in Gaul he writes his name in Gaul and his name in Yehuda. No matter which wives he's divorcing, he has to write both names. Because he's known to us that he has two names. Now, this is the part, the next part is the Raya. Yatzel l'makam achar. He goes to a place where people don't know he has two names. And he walks into town. And he only uses one of his names. The Girish, Be'echemem, Be'gurashis. Now the question is, why? Why? A minute ago you told me he has to write both names, and now you're saying he can use any one. V'amra, didn't you say, Shem Degol Imai? L'shma mina, Hu Dischazik, Ha'lo Yischazik. In the place where we know of both names, we have to write both names. That was the Takana. Well, we don't know, we don't have to go crazy. If he tells us his name is Yitzchak, and we don't know about any other name, we write the get was not included in the Takana. Now, that means there could be a problem, theoretically. But we can't worry about what we can't worry about. A guy is known his name in Cleveland, another name in Chicago, and he moves to L.A., and nobody knows anything. And they call him up for the Torah, he's here for 3 months, or whatever amount of time you need, and every time they call him up by one name, and nobody knows he has a different name. So you don't worry about it. You don't know. Doesn't say that he's mechuyev to tell. That's the interesting part here.
Now what?
Why doesn't he say, I have a different name?
He wants to protect himself.
Either that, or maybe he doesn't know the halachas. Goes to the Sefer says, what's your name? Yitzchak. In Cleveland, in my last life, I was called Abram. I have a new life now. I'm in a different city. Now, in Chicago, they happen to know my past. In L.A., I'm totally, listen. Even today, with computers and checks, we have a guy that married a woman, and we found out he was a guy, right? Just happened recently. Guy married a woman, he was from, and then they found out that he was not even Jewish. It can happen. People move to different cities, and not everybody knows their past lives.
Missionary.
Right, exactly. People move to different cities, they act from. There was a guy in Eretz Yisrael was writing Sifrei Torah. And he ended up being Christian. So all these things happen. Now, in those days, people moved to a different city. And a lot bigger chance that nobody even knows what happened in the old city. They didn't have the instant communication that we have today.
Rabbi?
Yes.
There's a difference, it seems to me, between a name that you go by or choose to go by versus a name that other people bestow upon you that you may not even like, a name that might even be cruel. I mean, everybody remembers when they were children and there was not so nice nicknames given to people, and sometimes those stuck. Now, a left-handed person might be called Lefty. A red-haired person might be called Gingy by everybody, or whatever it is, but also people are named Stinky. Or Shorty, or whatever. Did this apply to just whatever everybody called you? Your mafia name or whatever?
I don't know
the Weasel?
Lack of my knowledge in halacha. In every get that I attended, it's not like I attended that many, I never heard a nickname that was derogatory. It was usually a nickname, a short version of the name. Yitzchak, the mystery Yitz. Isaac, the mystery, whatever. And again, the first get I attended, it was Dorothy the mystery dot, the Mechuna dot. Right? So usually it was a shortened version or of a name or a, similar kind of name. Rarely, once in a while, you can have a name that's a different name that people call him by. It can happen. But I don't know if it's a derogatory nickname that people call him by. Like he's he weighs 56 pounds, and they call him Big. Right? I once went.
I mean, I knew a guy.
Hospital. They said, "Oh, you're Big John's patient." You know what I mean? Big John. He was like as little as you can get, right? Became Big John. So I don't know if they would write Big John in the thing. I don't know.
Is he the guy who said?
I can't.
Doug Trashy.
Doug Trashy. I don't know the answer to your question. That's the answer. But it's only current nicknames. If you got called as a nickname as a kid and nobody uses it anymore, it's called. Even this is, by the way, a big issue. The guy never uses a name, ever, and nobody even knows that his name existed. It's called the Shem Shenishtaka, a name that's forgotten. And that doesn't have any bearing in halacha. Again, I don't know practical halachas getting. But there are times that people never use their Hebrew name since their bar mitzvah. And never get an aliyah. And the Ksuba said their English name. So it becomes questionable whether you even put the Hebrew name in. I don't know the halacha of myself. This, you need a guy, a Rebbe, a Rav, that writes Gittin. This is 101 Hilchos Gittin. I just don't know it. Rabbi Bernstein, who does Gittin, Rabbi Blum, who does Gittin, can tell you that halacha. But this is 101. I just never went through Hilchos Gittin.
And if he has the wrong name? In other words, some people get their wives become Baal Shuvos, and they drag their husbands to a get, and he doesn't remember his name, so he makes up a name.
It's better not to make up a name than to make up a wrong name. That's for sure.
He doesn't make up a name, but he thinks his name is called.
So I don't know. This is something that they deal with all the time. And they have a... I just don't know. This is Hilchos Gittin 101. They skip names sometimes. If a guy doesn't know his name, that means it's obviously not used.
So they just might use his English name?
Yes, exactly. They don't know he has a Hebrew name. You don't make up a name when you're not even called by that name. Now, unless the guy became from and he gets called to the Torah, so he made up a name, and that's the name they use. So that became his name. I don't care what he was named by the priest.
He can do that.
Well, don't people do that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, just over here. He moved to a different city and he changed his name.
Oh, I thought that was his other name that he was given at birth.
No. His name was Yitzchak, and he moved to a different city.
Yeah, he made up his own name.
He made up his own name. You can make up your own name. You can make up your own name. You don't need a ceremony.
No,
that's because Avraham Cohen wanted me to serve cake before, so I didn't need a ceremony. You don't need a ceremony.
My thing that I was saying was Hashem. Please talk about the barbecue. He likes barbecue. My thing was Hashem was not. You
want
to say the last one?
No, I don't want to talk about what we talked about. You can change your name by a Sefer Torah. A guy, it happens all the time. People marry a girl who has the same name as their mother, right? So people get very nervous about it, correct, rightfully so, right? And they get nervous. Yeah. So what do? They add a name. So how do you add a name? You say, if her name was Chava, you say, it's Chava Rachel, Basino, and so you make it up. And you add a name, and that's how we add a name. And we keep on calling him by that name. That's part of the thing. When you add a name, you call him by that name.
My father, Elder Shlom, was added a name when he was sick.
Right.
So I get called up now by my father's new name.
Correct. That's his name. So the Matseva has that name.
No.
I don't know this. The minig is that if the person recovers for a while, lives for a while with the new name,
yeah,
we call him by the new name. If the person died right after they named him a different name, and never really lived any length of time, and I don't know what the length of time has to be, we drop the name. That's the way it's done.
And the son would drop the name also.
It didn't live long enough to become his name. Okay, so that's what happened. My mother also had an added name. She lived 10 years afterwards, and that's how we referred to her. That's what it says on her matzeva. That's her name.
Rabbi, did you already mention a ger?
Ger picks his own name.
I know,
but
do the ger
is they say, what do you want to be called?
No, but would they mention his pre-conversion name?
Oh, they just, well, if nobody calls him that anymore, no. But usually he has an English name that he sticks with. They'll say Pliny ben Avram, right? Avram is the father of all gerim. But then he usually has an English name that he sticks with. Like, let's say he picked the name
Well, it could have been Christian, so he might not have. I mean,
if he drops it, it's called the Shem Shinistaka. Nobody calls him that anymore. Really, length of time has to do with it. If nobody knows him by that name anymore, he's not known by that name anymore.
Can the gear change? Ben Avram, some people probably have a stigma. Oh, Ben Avram, you must be a gear. Can they change it to, let's say, Alexander?
No, they can't change the Avram Avinu's name. No, they don't have control over that.
Change his name, but change the daddy's name.
Again, you can't. Somebody can't change his father's name.
But they call him Avram. That's dad's name.
Yes, it is. He's the son of Avram Avinu. The Torah says Avram Avinu is Av to all Gerim. So he is the son of Avram Avinu.
But he's given himself a new name.
A person can change their own name. They can't change their father's name. It's not theirs.
I haven't given enough money.
Depends if you make a barbecue for Bar Kochi. I mean, it was just yeah, Gerim choose their own name. Can have Gerim with all kinds of different names. Some choose Avram and end up being Avram Ben Avram. That's what happens.
There's
nothing wrong with being a Ger. A Ger recognized the Rabbinic Shlomo. You know what I mean? Avram Avinu was also a Ger.
That's true. 100% true. Unfortunately, in this belt, we think
a Ger is somebody that came on his own and recognized the Rabbinic Shlomo. You know what my Madrega that is? I grew up from. I have no idea the Nisayan of having to recognize the Rabbinic Shlomo. This Ger came from a total different place, no shaykhus to Judaism, and recognized the Rabbinic Shlomo on his own. He's Avram Avinu. Very much of a thing. Why? I think it's a very much of a thing. I understand. In some people's minds, it's a stigma. What can I do? You know what I mean? But you know what it is upstairs? He recognized the Rabbinic Shlomo, Hikaris Bairai? Unbelievable. Dr. Ashi. Yatzil Makam Akash Aid of Yehuda Vago, or Garashis, Mishim Device, and Makam Lay Mosakam Shilash Shemes. They don't know he has two names. Abu Yehuda Yadim Shashli Shemaka, the Vikh Hutsu Koshmaisa, they need all his names. Shehazik Atma Behem, the name, the Basu Chazakas, we go by what people know. Dr. Gamar Vaitahida, the Carlo Miriam. Her name was Miriam. Upurta Sarah. Some people, Amiyat, called her Sarah. I don't know why. Most people called her Miriam. Some people called her Sarah. Aminada, Miriam v'choshem she'eshla v'loy Sarah v'choshem she'eshla. Got to go by the main name. The main name is Miriam. Right? Roy people call her Miriam. You have to put Sarah in there, or choshem she'eshla, whatever one you want to learn. But either way, we do the Rabbeinu Tam, we write individual names. But the main name has to be spelled out. Miriam, the Miskri Sarah. Not Sarah, the Miskri Miriam. That would put the emphasis that Sarah is her main name, and it's not. Rashi. Purta Sarah. Miyad b'nei Idam, ha'yikarim ishma Sarah. A minority called her Sarah. Well, Miriam, Sarah, looks to beget to wicker. V'hadar, v'chol shum de'islay. Again, notice Rashi. Then, chol shum de'islay. Doesn't say v'hadar Miriam, right? This is the Shaila, as Rashi holds like.
Again, a lady, let's just say she was born, and the gave her a name, and the day after that, she was never named after that, and that name was never used. So then it's a Shem Shinistaka, don't worry about that name. No, it's not, it's never even, nobody even knows it exists, it's gone.
I thought you said the day afterwards they stopped using it.
I'm not dying. I'm not like the only going week after.
Again, a name that's dropped and never used is not brought up. It's only names that are currently in use.
That's hard to believe. It's not her name.
It's called the Shem Shinistaka. It happens all the time.
Because you do always ask for a Hebrew name, even though she's never used it.
It's not true. By Mishab Arab, they use her.
I'm talking about someone who's not from.
How was her ksuba written?
What are you saying? You shouldn't use it? What's he saying?
He's saying it's never used her Hebrew name.
Right,
when she's sick and they need a Mishaberach and Shul, what name does she send?
Right, that's
never went to Shul in her life.
You're right, that's a big problem. I told you this is Halacha 101. What happens if a woman never used her Hebrew name at all?
Right.
Was named that way at the Kiddush, if they had a Kiddush, they named her, and they never used their Hebrew name ever.
What's the answer?
I don't know. I don't know.
Not for Kat, for Mishaberach, Mishaberach, Mishaberach.
What do you do for Mishaberach? I don't know. I mean, I have heard. I've given names, English names to Mishaberach. The people that don't know a Hebrew name.
Yeah, you do it also.
I've been given
the... Yeah, not, that's the way they refer to it. What are you supposed to say? You can't make one up. Right? In Shabbat Shabbos, they had a lady named Cynthia. I don't know, I forgot her name. It was always used. Every Shabbos, they had Cynthia. Not Cynthia or Cynthia. They don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. What are you supposed to do? By the way, a name that is common, William and Bill. Bill is a nickname for William. So somebody named William is the Mechuna Bill. He might be called Billy, he might be called Bill. Both are written into the get. Billy and Bill.
Right.
Wow,
Robert.
What?
Robert and Bob are the same.
Robert and Bob. Right. So that's called a nickname. Avi and Avram. Right, that would be the mystery. Mystery Barry.
I never said that.
In Baruch Hashem, you won't need that ever. Okay, thank the Mishnah
Vayter. This is government. That's why it changed.
What does government have to do with anything?
The same reason this guy did it.
People have, I mean, I happen to have an English name, but a lot of people who had a Hebrew name as their English name.
Rebbe, you tell us, we'll pay you. What does it give the first letter?
What difference does it make?
What is it?
Viter.
Zuck the Mishnah Viter. I don't know, my kid's name, I have a kid named Mordechai, his English name is Mordechai. See, it happens today, you can write any English name you want because there are sections of society that have every stupid name you can think of that doesn't make any sense. Shemana, and this and that, right? They make them up so you can make up Mordechai. What difference does it make? That's right. So they saved us. You can use any name you want. Right. But you do have an issue. It's an interesting issue. The frum ladies that work in businesses, they need an English name. For some reason, these businesses insist that the person have an English name, not use Mordechai. My son doesn't work in a business, but they don't let him use it. They make him take an English name. So anywhere else in the world, nobody even knows their English name. But in business, they're called by their English name. Jane, thing, they just have different English names. Because in business, the boss insists that they be known by an English name. I don't know why it's true, but I guess it has to do with anti-Semitism. I guess. But that's the way it is. So that becomes a big issue because now they are known by a different name. With no shaykhs to their name. It just made up because they needed to have an English name at work.
My name is very hard to pronounce, so now I just say my name is Barak.
Okay.
The Australians are expecting a lot.
Wasn't the vice president once? You're still
around? You can do that. Exactly. But this happens all the time. This happens all the time, is that you people have names that they use for work. So it becomes, again... You know, I'm just saying, it happens. Right. So it's one thing when the name is Shmuel and they call him Sam at work. You know, that's not so far off. But when one of my daughters' name is Gitti and at work she's Elaine, you know what I mean? Don't ask me how Elaine and Gitti have anything to do with each other. I mean, she's happily married. But I'm just saying, it's just that they have these people. People are called by all kinds of different names. If she needs that guy's name for business, which I don't understand why, but that's just the way it is.
They do because the people on the other side don't get the subject off of business by asking about a person who wore the name.
I don't know. My daughter is a court reporter, and her name is Hannah, and she goes by Chana, and nobody can pronounce Chana anyway except if you're Jewish. So they call her Hana and Chana. She didn't make up a name. She's what she is. Again, so far, that maybe it did hurt her business. I have no idea. But, you know, the Goyim say Chana and Hana, and the Yidden say Chana because they know how to pronounce a Ches. It's very simple. Look to Mishnah. Ein amana nifras menichta yisayimim ela b'shvua. An amana who comes to correct the ksuba from yisayimim has to swear that she didn't get paid any part of the ksuba. Nimnu melashbia, and then Bezin stopped the shvua. Reason to be explained in the Gemara. All of a sudden, Bezin around the world said no more shvua. The takana was, we don't allow the amana to swear. We don't allow her to swear, and we don't give her a ksuba. That's not good. Not fair to the lady. Very nice. You stopped the shvua, and there was a legitimate reason, obviously, for stopping the shvua. But the one who loses is the woman. She can't collect without a shvua, and we don't let her swear. That she can make a nether banning herself in an item if she had some ksuba paid to her. She doesn't swear that she never got money. She says, if I got money, I shouldn't be able to eat apples. I should be banned from apples with a vow the rest of her life. If that's what the assignment wants, they don't want her to eat apples. They can ask for an item that she bans herself in the rest of her life. They have to be satisfied with her choice. Like, I'm going to choose green beans or broccoli, which I never eat. That doesn't mean anything. It has to be something that the assignment says she's serious. She's making a vow not to eat this thing based on the fact that she didn't take the ksuba. So that was Rabbi Gamliel's takana, the guy the ksubasa. Rashi. And I'm on the nefras if the assignment is ksubasa, I'll be shvushal in his kabbal club. Nimlu mashbiya, voice him upset this ksubasa. And she ended up losing the ksuba. The Gemara mefires my timer. The Gemara will say why they stopped the shua. Stay in the darsh the assignment come out here too. Yivchu lehem davar kasha. They should pick something difficult. Ladi rabbi. Gankayna mina mezainas alai. Neisim ksubasi. He bans herself with a vow of any kind of mezainas. If she had an offering ksuba. Meaning she should pick something that'll make an impact on her life. That'll force her to be honest.
This is a shvua that, I forgot what it's called, you add a shvua to a shvua.
Gilgal.
Is it a Gilgal shvua?
No, it's a takana drabana, to swear.
So she swears on the food item.
Oh, there's a difference between nether and a shvua. This is a nether.
Yeah.
It's not a shvua.
Oh, I see, I had.
A shvua means the person swears, I never took money from the ksuba. A nether means the person says, if I took money from the ksuba, that item should be banned to me. It's a different type of mechanism. Why is one more allowed than the other? We'll see in the Gemara. Next part of the Mishnah. Ha'edim chaisman ala get and they take an ilam. We, according to Blazer, we paskin edim asira karsi. You don't need edim and a get. All you need is a get written, hand it over in front of two edim who read it, knows the get, and they watch the transfer. There's no reason to have signatures in a get. But they tick in the island, we want signatures in a get. Because 10 years from now, somebody's going to come along and question the validity of the get. And the Adam and Sira are no longer here. How in the world are you going to prove that she got the get in front of Adam? So by having Adach Sima, we can validate the signatures, and that will take care of anything that can go wrong.
Why?
Because it does.
No, that's good, but they had separate
Adam Basira. Again, all we need to know is that this get wasn't forged.
Good, the get was written. These two Adam signed it, they're saying this is a good get. Right?
Correct.
Okay? Now, they were not used as Adam Basira.
Correct.
And it's still good?
Yes, she had the get. She received the get.
She took it.
Again, we don't. The people, what we're afraid of is that people are going to come and claim that it was a forged get. That the husband never really wanted to divorce her.
This is one thing being called forged, another thing is called they wrote it, they signed it. When the people sign it, they're like saying.
We heard the husband say, write the get.
Yeah, Yeah, right, but that's all the same.
That's all good. That's all we need to know.
Well, we don't know if it really was given over.
Again, we don't question that part. She has it. Rashi, Aiden, Chayim, Agat, Kol, Aiden, Mitakonis, and Gamliel, Azakim. These are all Takonis of Gamliel, Azakim. Mitikin, Aiden, Mitakar, Kulakoi. It's going in all of them. Gabi, Amana. She is nice and nice to the Balaam. They should want to get married. Let's just act in the lives of Ksubasim. They shouldn't have to worry that they won't be able to collect the Ksubah. Rabbi Chaisman, the fires with Gemara, my ticket nigga. The Gemara is going to explain what the ticket is by signatures. The next case is Hill Hiskim Prusbul, my ticket oil, which the Gemara is going to get involved in. Prusbul is a star that you give to Bezin, that you say you authorize Bezin to collect your loans, and that avoids the problem of Shemitah canceling the loan. Because you're not collecting it, Bezin's collecting it. Now Bezin turns around and appoints you as their agent. But it's a legal maneuver to get around the issue of collecting a loan after Shemitah. Hill did this because people weren't lending people money. As we will see in the Gemara, we merge Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.